Spiritual advancement, the object of camp meetings. Our camp meetings are not conducted in a way that will result in the greatest benefit to the largest number of those who attend, and the reason for this is that spiritual interests do not have the prominence which they should have in meetings of this character. Many and varied business meetings divide the attention, and meetings for the education of workers in different departments of missionary work claim the services of those who should devote themselves to feeding the flock of God. All these different interests are of great importance, but when they have been attended to at camp meeting, only a small margin of time and effort remains in which to treat of the practical relation of truth to the soul. Those who come for enlightenment and strength return to their homes little better fitted to work in their families and churches than they were before they came to the meeting. Many meetings are conducted in which the larger number of the people have little interest, and if they could attend all the meetings, they would go away wearied instead of refreshed and benefited. The special branches of the work should receive attention, but they should not be allowed to monopolize the time and talent of those who are called of God to look after the spiritual interests of the people. And if they are diverted from this work of building up the children of God in the most holy faith, the camp meeting does not meet the end for which it has been appointed. The specific object of the camp meeting is to lead the people to discern what they must do to inherit eternal life. If the time is given up largely to the education of canvassers and workers, the spiritual standard is not elevated before the people. Many are disappointed over the failure of their expectations in gaining help from the camp meetings, but think that the order of things cannot be changed, and that they must submit to the existing state of affairs. But decided reforms are possible and essential. Methods must be discovered, plans must be carried out, whereby the standard shall be uplifted, the people taught how they may be purified from all iniquity, and may be elevated by adherence to pure and exalted principles.